The third eye chakra is located between your eyes. So right now, whether you are laying or sitting, let your body relax and close your eyes. Notice that you are aware of your body, aware of the feeling of your feet, the feeling of your hands. Maybe they're tingling, maybe they feel warm. You're aware of your breath, breathing, all on its own. You feel your chest rising and falling. You become aware of your head, your shoulders, and your back. And for the duration of this audio, try and get the sense that you are not bound, and that any tension that is there is easing as I speak. You may even get the sense of softness around your muscles and see that you are relaxed right now, right here. And if any thoughts arise, they are welcome, because everything is welcome in awareness. Thoughts, sounds, feelings, sensations, all is welcome in this quiet place. This is a place of peace. Now, for a moment, open your eyes and look around the room you're in. But look like you're not trying to focus on anything in particular. There is no need to strain the eyes. Just pull your focus back. Relax your gaze. What makes us tired a lot of the time is that we spend our time straining when we look out through our eyes. So relax the looking and look around the room without naming anything. All there is color, shapes, textures, and so-called objects. Look in a meditative way, soft, not wanting anything. We tend to look with the eyes of a business person, but when we relax our looking, we bump into something mystical, unnameable, and something quiet. There it is. This is awareness. Awareness isn't located anywhere specific, but we do feel it strongly behind the eyes. We think that's where we live, in the head, behind the eyes. But what is behind the eyes? What is in between the eyes? Close your eyes again and turn your attention to that place between your eyes. What does it feel like? Does it feel like a focal point of activity? What's the sense there? Does it feel like you? Because awareness is you, and you are awareness. There really is no need to open the third chakra. It's more about noticing what's already open. What's open and contains sounds, feelings, thoughts, energy. All that seems to gather in that area like a vortex, spinning with activity. And with your eyes closed, notice it. That focal point, that power, and imagine a ball of light, indigo light, gathering at the center point. You may already have been witnessing indigo light, and if you haven't, you can create it and bring it into your mind's eye. Create a little ball of light and watch it spin and grow bigger and bigger as it pulses or radiates. Now watch that ball of indigo light expand out into the darkness behind your eyelids, filling up that whole space. And what's behind your eyes gives the light the power to expand and expand out into infinity. And you can just watch. And the light from the third chakra has characteristics of clarity, imagination, concentration, intuition, and perception, and a sense of universal connection. And you can stare and bask in the light for as long as you like. And when you're ready to come back, you can watch the light contract slowly, right to a pinpoint. And then notice that the space it filled goes nowhere, because what's behind your eyes is always open. Now turn your attention to your body. Can you find a border? Can you find where your body stops and the room starts? Get the sense of space again. There are no boundaries, and you are free. And let the light fill that space anytime you want to engage with the third chakra.